At a news conference across from the Domtar Mill in Rothschild last September, Governor Jim Doyle praised the power plant proposal for using Wisconsin's own natural resources.
The great northern forest of this state can be much of the answer to our energy challenges.
6 months later, Todd Bobble stands in front of his home just west of the paper mill and says we should be protecting those forests instead of using them for energy.
Our forests and our lakes are Wisconsin. I mean, when all else fails, when all the industry's gone, we have our forests and our lakes.
Bobble and a number of other nearby homeowners don't like the idea of the biomass plant in their backyards.
The grade school where my children go to school is directly across from them. All the trucks and all the traffic and the steam and noise from the facility.
Rothschild Village President Neil Torney says he's listening to the homeowners' concerns and will demand guarantees from We Energies.
We're certainly going to take a long, hard look at what they're proposing, but up to this point, I feel that We Energy has been very receptive and responsive.
Torney says if the plant is built, it will mean up to 150 short-term construction jobs. Long-term, he says it will keep one of Rothschild's biggest employers in business.
We'll have a positive impact on Domtar. If we can make them more competitive in the marketplace, that's saving jobs.
The biomass plant would not only generate electricity, but steam to run the Domtar mill. In Rothschild, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.